Hi, my name is Sister Josephine Garrett, and I'm so excited to welcome you to Wilderness Within. You and I are going to take a journey throughout Lent together. We're going to walk along one another side by side through the season that I like to call a great season of love. It is a season of penance, but really, if we think about it, the best penance is penance that is the fruit of love, where we deepen our understanding of the gift of who Christ is for us and the gift of what his death and resurrection has meant for us. And as that love deepens, then our response also deepens. And some of that response, some of that fruit, is our willingness to do penance on behalf of the body of Christ and for the furthering of the kingdom. I'm really glad that we're starting a week before Lent starts. It's helpful for me because I don't know if your experience is like mine, but sometimes Ash Wednesday comes in so hot, and before I know it, it's here. I haven't prayed about how I'm called to fast, to give alms, to pray, and so I find myself rushing into Ash Wednesday. I entered the convent 13 years ago, and I was living in a large convent with 16 sisters, and it was actually the Thursday before the week of Ash Wednesday. There's a lot of Polish sisters in our house, and where they're from, Thursday before Ash Wednesday is a pretty big day. I walked into the kitchen, and one of the healthiest sisters in the house was frying dough on the stove. And I walked up to her and I said, "What is going on that you, who only ever eats fruits and vegetables, would be drawn to fry dough?" And so she told me that it was a tradition that they do in Poland before Ash Wednesday. And that conversation with her made me aware Ash Wednesday is coming and I should prepare. There's a wonderful tradition in our church, and it's called Shrovetide. And I really love our church. I sometimes imagine it like a large room that I can walk in and I see the treasures of the church all throughout the room. And none of these treasures are at odds with one another. They're just a deeper revelation of how the Holy Spirit has revealed the kingdom to us. And so in that treasury is included the tradition of Shrovetide. Shrovetide is considered the Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday before Ash Wednesday. And so traditionally we know that it's a time of feasting, and I think that's wonderful. We should feast and fry, donut, batter, all we like. But also if we look at the word Shrovetide, it comes from shrive. And shrive actually means to free from guilt or to confess. And so those days before Ash Wednesday, it's actually a season of confession. And I'm not saying don't feast as we prepare for Ash Wednesday. That's a part of our tradition. What I'm saying is perhaps the way that we feast can be a revelation of how we're called to fast. And so as you feast in these days, perhaps also go ahead and take time for confession before Ash Wednesday instead of waiting till sometime later in Lent to make a confession. As you feast, pray into your feasting and let it be a revelation of how you're called to fast. My hope for you is that as we walk this journey together through Lent, that you will experience this expansion of heart, that you will enter more deeply into the gift of Christ's love in your life. And I really hope that your heart expands so much that you actually experience a pouring out. Again, I'm so grateful to take this journey with you. It's an honor and a privilege that you would give me such an incredible place in your life. Know of my prayers for you. I ask that you pray for me and the sisters during this season of Lent as we journey together. And so now go fry some dough, maybe go to confession as well, and let your feasting be an opportunity to pray into how you're called to fast. God bless.